Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It'll be okay.
720 WGN, welcoming Santina Wheat, doctor at Northwestern. Good evening, doctor. Welcome to WGN. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm more than glad that you're on. And would you agree that everybody needs a shot, so to speak?
I think Yeah.
Because like the song says, that's how we fix diseases. But apparently that over the years, somehow that logic is under attack, I guess. I don't have any other
explanation. Great way to say it.
Yeah, I don't have any other way to say it. And I'm not quite sure how that all originates, but I suppose that there's a element that's maybe been around almost forever, a certain percentage, a very small percentage, I hope, of people who just don't trust doctors. Why that is beyond me. I do.
So glad that you do.
Yeah, and I'm also, I'm not a vaccine denier. I'm a vaccine consumer. Let me put it that way. If there is a new one and it's passed all the tests and things that it needs to go through to be certified, you know, I'm first in line. I mean, I've been doing that my whole life. That's what my parents taught me to do. So I'm not quite sure what's going on. Do you have any? I mean, here's the headline today. Illinois doctors sound alarm on dropping COVID-19 vaccine recommendations for kids and pregnant women.
So I'm
guessing that you would be one of those people.
It's something that I'm worried about. And I understand where people are coming from. I understand hesitation. And it's okay to come and ask us. That's what we're here for. We want to be able to answer your questions.
Yeah.
However, I do worry about this one. I usually think that people are worried about vaccines for a couple of reasons. One is there's been something that's happened in their family or that they've heard about in medicine that is concerning. There's definitely history that people are aware of that can make medicine concerning. And I accept that and understand that. And then there's also the sometimes vaccines have done such a great job that we haven't seen the impacts of them or we haven't seen how bad it
can. Uh-oh. I think we just lost the good doctor.
We've done such a good job of controlling them with vaccines. But COVID is so recent. I'm a little bit surprised. I'm a little bit surprised about this one, that many of us have been impacted by COVID because with a family member, a loved one. And so I do worry about this because our children and pregnant women can be very vulnerable.
Well, the reason, of course, that any of this is happening at all is because Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., this is part of his most recent statement, and you know, there was plenty of advance publicity about his positions on medical matters prior to him obtaining that post in the administration, and I don't believe he has any medical background at all, and he's not a doctor, so I'm not sure where these conclusions are coming from. And I also read today that the report that all of this is generated from some of the studies that he allegedly quotes don't exist, and that other parts of the document were created by AI. So, you know, I suppose everybody gets to do what they want in this world, but if there should be, I think, something to counter it. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to let it, like, I'm just somebody doing a little radio show here. But, you know, there's got to be some sort of negative reaction to saying, hey, look, you know, you can do what you want, but this isn't right, right?
Yeah, and I think I would go back to the fact that we have a process in place for approving vaccines, like you started with to begin with. We have a process for testing things. We have a process for multiple scientists and physicians and members of the public to review the proposed schedules and who should be receiving vaccines. And the last time we went through that process, these were vaccines that were recommended. And so a lot of the outcry that I have seen is in part because we're bypassing that process. That it is really helpful to have a series of checks to protect everyone. And so we just really want to see that happen. You're right. This is one of those that you should be able to say, maybe I don't want to get this. Maybe that's not right for my family. However, for those of us that would like to get it for our families, I just want to make sure that it would be available.
Yes. And also, I mean, I guess I would think that that's always been the case. I mean, no one forces you to do anything.
Correct.
To a certain extent. But you then also get to reap the consequences of whatever you sow. And those can be quite dire in some cases. It doesn't have to be huge numbers, but any ill effect of anything that could have been stopped by a vaccine is a tragedy, in my mind.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like believing a witch doctor or something. I don't know how to put it in any other terms. And it's being disseminated, you know, from a very important part of our government.
Yes.
It's not like some guy on a street corner with a sign, you know, right. It's somebody in the administration. And I just hope that somewhere along the line, there are some people who have trust in doctors and science that these are things that are going to help us, not hurt us.
And I think that it's important to know that I'm a family physician, and so prevention is what I do. I care the most about prevention and then also managing chronic disease. And this is one of those things that we really care about, preventing illness when we can, so that you don't have the bad outcome. So when we do our job well, you don't see the negative pieces. And so that's what we hope for. We hope to be able to provide prevention to make sure that people stay healthy and that they don't see the negative outcomes. I do worry that as people choose not to vaccinate, that they might see some of those negative outcomes. And like you said, that's a tragedy. And I really hope that we're able to take advantage of the preventive things that are available to us and avoid some of those bad complications, particularly things like COVID. We don't know exactly what some of the long-term outcomes are, and we would like to prevent those the best that we can.
And a lot of the conclusions that came up from Moderna and Pfizer on COVID vaccines came from medical research, and there's been a drastic cut in the funding of that particular activity, which means what it means. I mean, the investigation of possible things that can hurt us is going to be severely hampered by these budget cuts. And that's another thing. It's, you know, like you reap what you sow. Okay, you don't want to investigate this anymore. Who knows where it's headed? We don't know because you're not letting us investigate where you're not letting us use our laboratories or use our scientific knowledge or medical knowledge to come to conclusions that are based in fact, not conspiracy, so to speak.
Yes, I do worry about what this will mean. I worry about the advancements that we won't see happen or that will be greatly delayed because of this. I'm hoping that with advocacy, we'll be able to see some of that shift and be able to see more people make some of the amazing advancements that they were working on and continue to work on some of the preventive efforts for lots of diseases that our scientists have been trying to move forward.
Yeah, well, I just thought thank you for coming on. Sometimes have a hesitation about opening my mouth about things that are quote unquote controversial because it's something that I don't normally do on this show. But when it comes to things like health for kids and pregnant women and just general humanity, and then that that transcends politics to me. There's something about that that needs to be supported. And so I thank you for coming on, and I hope you and your fellow doctors at Northwestern and the entire medical community can make progress, even if nobody really wants to help you that much. So,
well, I would just say, remember that we're all here. Please come and talk to us. We're happy to answer questions. Every family is going to be a little bit different, and we are here to help you navigate all of that.
All right. I thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.